think we've done some good stuff here in Haynes and trying to be able to bring that to other communities.
A promotion out of Haynes means advancements for the entire region, and Skagway school kids celebrate in disguise. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. The Tlingit and Haida Central Council hopes to get federal funds to plan Southeast Alaska's future. The council applied for a $1.4 million grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to form a regional consortium aimed at developing a 20-year plan for the region. Details will come if the grant is approved, but Tlingit and Haida Business and Economic Development Manager Carrie Sykes says the plan could address a number of regional issues.
There are needs for housing. There are needs for transportation, and of course we know that affordable energy is a definite need in our region. But basically the way this HUD funding works is they want you to get buy-in from the community and have, you know, a lot of input at the grassroots level.
Sykes says Southeast Conference and Juneau Economic Development Council have offered to partner with Tlingit and Haida on the plan. Juneau is one community that offered support and agreed to take part in the regional consortium. Sykes says other communities, as well as tribes, businesses, and nonprofits, will also be asked to participate.
I've been trying to pull in as many partners as we can find who have different types of interests in the region.
HUD invited the Central Council to submit a full grant application earlier this year after reviewing a pre-application in August. If the agency approves a grant to the council, Sykes says it'll take 3 years for the plan to be developed. Haynes Search Clinic is getting a new medical director. Dr. Russ Bowman, after several years in a leading role at the local clinic, is the new assistant medical director for all of the field clinics within Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. The new job means relocation for Bowman's family, but it also means a big promotion.
It's kind of gratifying. It means a move, unfortunately, back to Sitka. We like Haynes, but, you know, it's one of those things that I've trained for.
There are just fewer than 10 clinics that Bowman will be overseeing, plus the Community Health Aid Program and the Medevac Service, a type of service he has experience with.
I was an Army flight surgeon for 7 years in various places, called up for Desert Storm and ran emergency room in Fort Rucker, Alabama, deployed overseas for the Desert Storm, and then Coast Guard for 11 years with the Public Health Service, and then Indian Health Service for 4 years up here in Haynes.
Besides his clinical training to become a medical doctor, Bowman also has a master's in community health and a master's in healthcare administration he completed in 2007 at the University of Washington.
And I'm also a certified physician executive, which means I also have more training as far as dealing with personnel issues, other clinicians, that sort of thing. So I've got the book learning, and I've been a supervisor of other providers since I've been in uniform, so 20 years. I've learned lessons the hard way as well, rather than just out of the book.
Russ is also known for his volunteer work outside of the clinic. He served as the chair of Lynn Canal Broadcasting Board of Directors and the medical advisor to the Haynes Volunteer Fire Department.
The outside of the clinic stuff is fun. I do that for fun, you know, maybe a strange way to describe it, but it's very different than clinical medicine and very different decision-making processes, and it gives something back to the community. You know, I get paid for what I do clinically. The medical director position and the in-canal broadcasting position were both voluntary and, no compensation or anything, and it's just a way to give back to the community.
In his new position, Bowman says he'll still be working closely with local programs, especially when the medical director is out of town, when he would step up as acting director of search. He's excited for the interagency move up as he puts more thought toward his professional goals.
I think, to mix more administration with clinical, being able to, we've done some good stuff here in Haynes and trying to be able to bring that to other communities, the same kind of leadership model that I use in Haynes, I think will work well throughout the other field clinics, and that's as a team. You know, we're all a team, and the only way we get things to work is to work together and communicate with each other to solve problems. You know, it's not just one person making the decisions.
Bowman's already on his way to Sitka, where the family once lived during his Coast Guard years. In the meantime, Haynes Search Clinic's Dr. Noble Anderson will take on duties previously performed by Bowman. The rest of the family will join Russ in Sitka after the school year ends.
I'm sure I'll miss folks here, but I'll be back. back and forth certainly until we move, and then with the position I'll be back and forth just because of the nature of the work.
Other recent staff changes region-wide are in search, behavioral health department, anesthesiology, and performance improvement. John Myers, known as JR, is the regional behavioral health supervisor in Haines. He has a Master of Human Services degree and a Master of Professional Counseling degree from the University of Great Falls in Montana. His professional interests are in trauma and healing, role recovery, strength-based therapy, and patient advocacy. Besides working in Montana and Haines, Myers has worked in Soldotna and Homer. He's also former vice president of the Alaska Counseling Association and former president of the Kenai Peninsula Counseling Association. Searches Mount Edgecombe Hospital in Sitka, which often sees local patients with a need for higher medical care, hired an additional anesthesiologist. Dr. Ann Patterson has a Bachelor of Science in Chemical Engineering from Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge and completed her medical degree at their School of Medicine in New Orleans, where she also completed her internship and residency. She also worked in Mississippi before moving to Sitka and confirms she likes rain. Benefiting the entire region, recently hired Maria Mara will manage the new Performance Improvement Division at the Health Consortium. The division will work to make the organization's facilities and programs better and employs 12 people. Mara will lead the division, which also includes 3 performance improvement managers, 4 patient advocates, 2 infection control officers, an employee health nurse, and a data specialist. Mara has 18 years experience with search and will move to Sitka from Juneau for her new job.
The halls of Skagway School were haunted this Halloween. Witches, sumo wrestlers, cartoon characters of all varieties, as well as other original costumes, were roaming around the classrooms in Skagway. It began with a parade and a dance.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
Then the ghouls and beasts disassembled to various classrooms for some carnival fun.
Whoa!
There were plenty of prizes and some cake. Mr. Paul's special cake was divided into sections, and each child was able to take a piece to decorate. It was
Flippin'-galicious.
The children had a great deal of fun and went home with some great prizes. Reporting for KHNS, this is Misty Wiley.
If you're in Juneau anytime this month, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is sponsoring a noon lecture series in the capital city to celebrate Native American Heritage Month in November. The Brown Bag Lunch series will focus on the impact of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, which was passed by Congress 40 years ago, and SHI President Rosita Worrell. Adding Tlingit and Haida and Sea Alaska Corporation also will sponsor a November luncheon in recognition of ANCSA. Alaska settled its native land claims in a historic way by founding native corporations. That was a complete departure from the way native tribes in the lower 48 settled land claims by forming reservations, Worrell said.
ANCSA is a very different creature than reservations. And I know Alaskans hear a lot about native corporations, but might not always understand the history of ANCSA or how corporations work.
The lectures will be held during the lunch hour on various days through November at Sea Alaska Plaza in Juneau. Check the SHI site for details. KHNS and the Haines School are offering a radio class to high school students this semester. Serena Badgley is taking the class and compiled this report.
This year, the Haines High School Choir and Band are going to honor the veterans with a concert. The choir and band directors, Christina Mulready and Teresa Land, explain the event.
This is for any present or past members of our armed services. We would like to honor them on Veterans Day. And so for that, we're doing a small concert with the choir and the band in the high school commons area on November 7th at 7 p.m., and anyone who has been in the armed services or spouse of the armed services is welcome to come. We'll have dessert and a concert for them.
The men and women who have served our country gave their all. The high school choir and band would like to honor them.
And it's a great opportunity for our choir to give out.
Smaller towns and even some of the bigger towns don't really do a lot for Veterans Day, and we would just like our veterans to know that they are loved and appreciated, and we're very grateful for their service to our country.
If you have served in the armed forces, feel free to come to a concert just for you at 7 p.m. on November 7th at the Haines High School Commons. This is Serena Badgley reporting from Haines High School.
Wherever we go, you will always know.
When Red Fox James, a Blackfoot Indian, rode horseback from state to state in the early 1900s, he was trying to get support for a day to honor Native Americans. Almost 100 years later, the country dedicates a month to recognize the significant contributions the first Americans made to the formation of the United States. November is Native American Heritage Month. It will certainly be celebrated throughout the country with timely schoolroom lessons and special museum exhibits. But in Alaska, the stories told of Native heritage this month are the same ones we recognize in the other 11 months. That's because you live in a place where the link between Native history and Native present day is a very strong one. Native culture in Alaska is Alaskan culture, even considering the societal upheaval that occurred with boarding schools and language oppression. There's a reason why everyone who lives here now can likely name local Native groups, generally recognize local Native art, and wouldn't turn down an invitation to a potlatch. This month, as the rest of the country celebrates Native American heritage, let's have our own party and keep celebrating Native American culture as it lives vibrantly today in Alaska. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Special thanks to Misty Wiley and Serena Badgley for their reports.